This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And the first thing I want to say, I'm half British, so long live, you know, the Queen is dead, long live the King, all that other stuff. Queen Elizabeth was quite the lady. The world is diminished. And also, James Yeager, the MF CEO of Tactical Response, he lost his fight to ALS this week, and this past week, and we are additionally diminished with that. However, it has become fashionable amongst the rampage-killing lunatics to live stream their rampages. And this latest one happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Ezekiel Kelly, convicted of attempted murder in 2020, probably as part of the process of reimagining criminal justice, he was released in March of this year after a new warrant was issued for first-degree murder against him. Yesterday, he drove around Memphis last night shooting people at random and live-streaming the carnage. We get this from the AP by Adrian Sains. A gunman who live-streamed himself driving around Memphis shooting at people, killing four and wounding three others in seemingly random attacks, was finally arrested after crashing a stolen car. The hours-long rampage had police warning people across the city to shelter in place, locking down a baseball stadium and university campuses, and suspending public bus services as frightened residents wondered where the man might strike next. Ezekiel Kelly, 19, a violent felon who was released early from prison this year, was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. in the Memphis neighborhood of Whitehaven. Memphis Police Director Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis said during a news conference early Thursday that four people were killed and three others were wounded in seven shootings and at least two carjackings. The first killing was at 12:56 a.m. Wednesday morning, and officers responded to three more crime scenes before receiving a tip at 6:12 p.m. that the suspect was live-streaming himself threatening to cause harm to citizens. They then sent out an alert warning people to be on the lookout for an armed and dangerous man responsible for multiple shootings and reportedly recording his actions on Facebook. And on Twitter, we got this. Alert, armed and dangerous, be on the lookout for a male black occupying a black or silver, or excuse me, a blue or silver sedan, possibly an Infiniti or Nissan, who is responsible for multiple shootings. We're getting reports that he is recording his actions on Facebook. We do not have a specific location of where he is now. If you have any information of his whereabouts, call 911 immediately. We will provide more information as it becomes available. After that, three more shootings and two carjackings followed, and police said he killed a woman in Memphis as he took her gray Toyota SUV, which he left behind when he stole a man's Dodge Challenger, across the state line in South Haven, Mississippi. He was arrested without incident 2 hours after the initial police alert when he crashed the Challenger during a high-speed chase, and two guns were found in the vehicle. He basically shut down the city. As he terrorized the city, buses stopped running. The Memphis Redbirds cleared the field during their minor league baseball game. Friends and relatives frantically called and texted each other, and TV stations cut into regular coverage with updates. Police received numerous tips from the public during the ordeal, Davis said. They sent a message to students saying a shooting had been reported near the campus. Rhodes College, which is about 4 miles away from the university, advised students on and off campus to shelter in place. The area where Kelly was arrested was about 11 miles from the University of Memphis and about 12 miles from Rhodes College. Memphis police said on Twitter, before the arrest, if you do not have to be out, stay indoors till this is resolved. They have not discussed a motive or released they have not released the identities as of me talking about it at this moment of who were killed or wounded. It's too early in the investigation to discuss how he got the gun or guns used in the shootings because he was a prohibited person. February 2020, Kelly, then 17, was charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, using a firearm to commit a dangerous felony, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Records show he pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and was sentenced in April 2021 to 3 years. He was released from prison in March, 11 months after he was sentenced, according to Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland. On Twitter, he said, "This is unacceptable. We should not be terrorized." That was Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland talking about the suspect getting out of jail 11 months into a three-year sentence for a first-degree murder charge pleaded down to ag assault. Mayor said, "This is no way for us to live, and it is not acceptable. If Mr. Kelly served his full three-year sentence, he would still be in prison today, and four of our fellow citizens would still be alive." Now, while all this is happening in real time, and this is true live drama unfolding as it goes, even before the bodies were cold, Michael Bloomberg's bought-and-paid-for sock puppet kicked off the race for the quickest and most intellectually dishonest anti-gun take, tweeting about how it was the fault of permitless carry in Tennessee that this happened. Of course, we're talking about Shannon Squeaky Watts and her hoplophobic twisted view of the world. Constitutional carry resulted in a convicted felon illegally obtaining a gun and murdering innocent people. And Watts, because she's not a lunatic, she's just a evil person, knows full well that constitutional carry, which only applies to law-abiding citizens, has nothing whatsoever to do with criminals like Kelly, who are prohibited people, getting and using a gun. But she's more than cynical enough to count on the average suburban wine mom not picking up on the false conflation here and getting on board with the Bloomberg do something train. And as Watts makes perfectly clear, the civilian disarmament industrial complex is not above using gang-related and other crimes like what happened in Memphis to further their efforts at disarming legal firearm owners. If they get their way, of course, more law-abiding types will be easier pickings for violent predators like Ezekiel Kelly. And that, however, is beside the point. Watts and the rest think society needs fewer guns, and that if that means fewer legal gun owners and results in more dead citizens, well, you have to break a few law-abiding eggs to make a gun-free omelet. Right? As Watts and her gang of anti-gun droogs see it, the fewer law-abiding citizens with guns, whatever the cost, the better. That's how the progressive agenda gets passed. Disarming America. A few thoughts on this particular incident with this violent little lunatic here. It's surprising that he did not run across a gun owner, to be honest with you, in Tennessee, even in Memphis. Memphis has its problems. Memphis is not like they just had this hardware heir get kidnapped on her way out on a run. I think she was a teacher. She was a billionaire heiress, and he caught her as she's going out on a run and killed her. So Memphis is, they're not, how would we put it? They're not exactly squeaky clean to begin with, but I'm surprised that this guy didn't run into somebody that would shoot back at him, to be perfectly honest with you. Very surprised that happened that way. But there will be more and more things. The first thing we got to find out is where he got the guns. Not that it matters. The fact that he got them should be a surprise to no one. Because gun control doesn't work. Having prohibited persons just means that when they get caught after their crime, that's another charge to level on them. Prohibited person in possession of a gun. Violent felon in possession of a gun. That's what that means. That's all that means. And we'll see. We're going to see. We're going to see what comes out of this. But I'm very surprised that he didn't run across anybody that would shoot back at him. Because he was going all over the place. I really would like to know what triggered him. I'm understanding that there was another warrant brought out against him. I wonder why that happened. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this unfolds. It is definitely something to take a look at. It's something to take a few lessons away from and try to, once again, get in front of that curve. But the best way to get in front of the curve is to carry a weapon with you everywhere you go, every day, all the time. Period. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been spending the week filling in at a local radio station, and somebody came to me with this text about something about people being forced to give up their rights. And I was like, how come I haven't heard of this? So I did a little looking, and I found something about it. This is something that's been going on, I think, let's see, since 2016. And it's not been this gigantic net, but it makes me wonder how these various people actually came to somebody's attention. We'll have to figure that out later. Now, the FBI hasn't been an organization that garners a great deal of respect from anyone who isn't on the left in a while. Even many on that side of things look at what the Bureau has done recently with suspicion as well, because we're going to turn that around. So, now, the ATF is acting shady as hell of late, and we expect them to try to infringe on our gun rights, but it seems that the FBI is trying to get in on that action. So what they did is they've secretly pressured Americans into signing forms that relinquish their rights to own, purchase, or even use firearms, according to a trove of internal documents and communications obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. And this is, and I've said this many times, they can only get that which we give them. So understand this, while they may have been tricked into doing this, there was, from what I can tell, there's nothing actually legally compelling to make these individuals do this. The forms were presented by the FBI to people at their homes and in other undisclosed locations, according to the Bureau documents unearthed through the Freedom of Information Act by the firearms group, firearm rights groups, Gun Owners of America, and shared with the Daily Caller News Foundation. At least 15 people between 2016 and 2019 signed the secret forms, which asked signatories to declare themselves as either a danger to themselves or others, or lacking mental capacity adequately to contract or manage their lives. Which means, this is what happens, this happens in the VA if you have to appoint a fiduciary. They're basically saying, I'm not in control of my life. Now, GOA and attorneys who specialize in Second Amendment law told the Daily Caller News Foundation that the existence of this raises serious legal questions. Rob Olson, a kid I know, he's a very sharp legal mind. He said, we're into a pre-crime minority report type of world. Whether the FBI believes it can take constitutional rights away from anyone who it thinks possibly might pose a threat in the future, which is certainly not something you'd expect in the United States. But now, this brings up a very legitimate question. Who are these people? Are they legitimately people who are a danger to themselves or others? Are they really lacking in mental capacity adequately to contract or manage their lives? And if so, how can they be responsible enough for their affairs to sign away their rights? And it seems that these are people who talked a lot of stuff in the wrong venue, among other things. Many signatories allegedly made violent threats in online chat rooms, in person, and on social media platforms, according to FBI notes. The 15 signed forms obtained by the DCNF show FBI agents in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Maine presented them to Americans whose names were redacted by the Bureau. While the FBI existence of the form itself was first revealed in 2019 by the firearms blog AmmoLand, the outlet did not provide evidence that being used at the time. GOA obtained the signed forms as part of its lawsuit initiated in January 2020 against the Bureau to compel disclosure of records related to the forms. A spokesperson for the FBI told the DCNF the form was discontinued in December 2019, but they did not say why that decision was made. Probably because they got caught with it. That's why that decision was made. The NICS Indices self-submission form was created to provide an avenue for individuals to self-report to the NICS section when individuals felt they were a danger to themselves or others. Well, that's all well and good. If I'm out here and I wake up and I've covered myself in mayonnaise and I've got a few slices of cheese on my head and I'm not wearing anything else and I've got my gun, I might think to myself, I have rounded the bend here and I don't need to be carrying a gun anymore. And then I take my mayonnaise covered with two cheese slices gun self to the FBI and say, here, let me sign this away. That's voluntarily giving up my rights. Now, if an FBI agent shows up at my house and shows me some nice 8x10 glossies, here you are, sir, you're not wearing any clothes except for some mayonnaise, two slices of cheese on your head, and you got a gun. This is a crime, and here's the penalties for the crime. And then they say, but if you sign this, it all goes away. This is not really people who think they're a danger to themselves or others. It's people who think prison will be a danger to them. So when law enforcement of any kind shows up, there's a certain degree of intimidation involved, especially if you actually did what you're accused of. Making violent threats isn't a good thing by any means, of course, and it's an actual crime making terroristic threats. And if you're going to do that, then get prepared. If there was a crime committed, then that's one thing, but who simply put a form in front of those accused of making such threats rather than prosecuting them for a federal crime if they really committed a crime? My guess is the FBI likely knew that they couldn't get a conviction because it was someone just talking smack rather than being actually dangerous. It's one thing to get out of there and say, I'll blow your head off. But you got to have motive and you got to have opportunity. And if you don't actually have those things, well, you know, sort of hard to prove that. So they drop the form in front of some schmuck who's terrified of becoming Bubba's boyfriend and say, sign this, giving up your gun rights, and you're free to go. Since he doesn't want to go to prison, that's a very small price to pay, isn't it? No. He's still being stripped of his rights without due process. His compliance isn't voluntary. It's being extorted. And the FBI agents who did this likely know precisely what they did, and that's why they withdrew the form. What's more, there's no way that this should have been acceptable in the first place. Now, it seems that the FBI has shared this document with both the Secret Service and the Social Security Administration as well. Neither has commented as to whether they've ever used it, but it still should be troubling to us. And in regard to this, heads need to roll over this one. And that's not a threat. This is just, when the Republicans come into power, they need to go out there and they need to look at the FBI and say, we're not going to fund you until we clean you out. Anything, and, you know, we want to see all the forms. We want to see all of your pertinent paperwork. We want to look at every one of these things. Your active duty role in law enforcement today is suspended. We're going to give this 90 days. We're going to get you cleaned out in 90 days. So that means if you've ever done anything sort of, wonky, we're probably going to be putting you out to pasture. So you should probably consider that. So if you're not Joe Friday, you know, that's a problem. If this isn't Dragnet, you're going to be having a problem with us. And we're going to be having a problem with you. And they need to do that. That's what the Republicans need to do. When they get into power, they need to wield that power with a high degree of ruthlessness and clean things out and start changing the deep state back into a more shallow state, I guess would be the state, the way to go. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III addresses the UK for the first time since inheriting the throne following Queen Elizabeth II's death on Thursday. The King gives the Queen one more message.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Hurricane Kay is now a tropical storm, but it's still expected to dump heavy rain on Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Forecasters say the storm is also packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, which could down trees and power lines. President Biden and the First Lady spending their Saturday at his Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. It's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Father of the Year and alleged President Joe Biden is busy trying to rile up his base of weirdos and adjunct professors, gender studies grads and government time servers, sexually unsatisfied wine women and their sexually unsatisfying life partners. And that's why Dork Brandon pulled one of my favorites out of his big duffel bag, oh hack cliches, the old your puny guns are no match against the awesome power of the U.S. military, which I will use to kill you for dissenting narrative. And we're going to go over this again for the knuckleheads who think they prevail if they step outside of the use your words paradigm they grew up with in their sissy private schools. You lose if you idiots provoke a real civil conflict, not the kind of low-intensity urban conflict of the 70s when you cheered on the weatherman and sinks SLA, and not the kind where a bunch of mutants ride under the protection of a leftist municipal government in leftist municipalities, but a real one, one where the people you want to crush under your Birkenstocks fight back. And they fight back with AR-15s. And it would go poorly for a largely unarmed, untrained, urban-centered population of smug gibbos whose primary weapon system is a snarky tweet. Now, the doddering moron shared his tactical insights with his audience at a rally in Pennsylvania for Heart Attack Shrek. He said, thinking he was being super clever, for those brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against this country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. But do we really? Badfinger's premise is that all of us tens of millions of semi-fascists out here with our AR-15s would have no shot stopping the woke military, which would eagerly crush you with their potent force package of F-15s and esoteric pronouns. It is a flawed premise on more grounds than, you know, one segment can cover, but we need to focus, and that means we will need to overlook some important questions. These important questions include, why do you imagine your sorry band of socialist creeps who treat the Constitution like Jerry Nadler treats his boxers constitutes the country? Or, like the useless senior officer core aside, why do you believe the normals who make up the vast majority of America's combat forces will gleefully butcher their friends and family for the amusement of a bunch of Chardonnay-swilling blue checks? Or, have you ever heard of Afghanistan? So let's focus on his key soundbite, which is gun versus jets. Who you putting your money on? I'll put my money on the guns. And the dumb progressives can go for the jets and the points. Now, we're going to raise some facts that tend to undermine the soundbite that launched 1,000 MSNBC gasms. First up, what does a gun do? What does a fighter bomber do? A gun gives an individual soldier, and that's what civilian freedom fighters would be, the ability to dominate the space on the ground around them out to a couple hundred meters of open territory. And I'm not going to get into effective range or the fact that they have a lot of weapons that outrange the 5.56 weapon systems. In other words, a gun controls space on the ground. Coincidentally, the ground happens to be where everybody lives. A jet fighter dominates airspace and keeps other planes away. Very few people actually live up there in the air. Now, a jet fighter bomber, like the F-15, can drop bombs on the enemy, which is, according to Krusty, us. Of course, this kind of tactical employment works to support guys on the ground dominating terrain with guns. Planes don't hold territory. They help soldiers hold territory. So it's an apples and oranges thing at the threshold, which is appropriate since the whole discussion, Slow Joe began, is pretty much Fruit Loops. He assumes he's got soldiers to support his jets. How many? I don't know. Some, but lots of colonels and generals, the kind who add he, him, or zip, zap to their official signature blocks, would salute and carry out orders to kill other Americans. And maybe they could win this war, which they haven't finally got one in the win column after 3 decades, but they might be due for that one. But the problem for them is quantity. There are tens of millions of American patriots with guns, AR-15s being only one color in the rainbow of freedom-defending firearms. Real diversity is 5.56 alongside 7.62, it's 30-06, 12-gauge, 45, all firing together for a brighter tomorrow. So there better be a lot of airplanes to balance out the millions of patriots. How many fighter bombers do they have? Well, let's give the American greatest Matlock superfan the benefit of the doubt. Include all types of fighter bombers, F-25s, F-16s, F-18s, F-35s, A-10s. Let's see, 1,750 planes for the Air Force, 1,100 planes for the Navy, and 300 for the Marines. So let's call it 3,150 aircraft. Where are they? They have to be here in America to be used against us. So if you want to kill Americans for refusing to obey, how many are on the continental United States and available for hunters to add open season on dissidents? Well, we got to call it 2/3. We have lots of planes forward deployed, Europe, Asia, on ships. He's got about 2,000 aircraft to use to kill us. That's what he was saying. So we'll take him at his slurred, semi-coherent word. And, maybe another 400 combat drones. Then you have this thing called the OR rate, operational readiness. See, planes aren't some super, super special, super magical thing that just flies and never has to have the fan belts checked or the oil checked. They have to actually be maintained. And they need maintenance, and they break, and even routine use requires massive upkeep efforts, and parts can be hard to get, especially when you're spending your money on woke nonsense. So what's the real OR rate? I don't know, and it's probably classified, and as we know today, exposing classified material is bad, and we can't wait for it to go back to being A-OK when Hillary does it again, or when someone leaks something classified to the New York Times or WAPO and they publish it. But just for the sake of argument, and I'm going to be real lenient here, and I'm going to say 75%. That loud laughing you just heard is some military aviation professional scoffing at a consistent 75% OR rate. So this means President Gumby has 1,500 planes and 300 drones to suppress these millions of dissenters. That's 36 aircraft a state. And that's still a lot of platforms, and they can still do a lot of damage, assuming that there's enough bombs stored in our bunkers, which are, by the way, on the ground. And the Hellfire missile stocks would vanish quickly, and aren't those being made in Florida right now? I'm sure DeSantis would have something to say about that. Can that fleet of aircraft do enough damage to deter and defeat a few million red rebels? To get a better result in America than in Afghanistan, he would have to dramatically increase the firepower used again. on Americans on American soil. And you can bet the rules of engagement on Republicans would be a lot looser than the ones for the jihadis. But he forgets that the guys with the AR-15s get a say regarding those F-15s. How does an AR-15 defeat an F-15? Well, you can't shoot it down, but you can shoot it up on the ground, and you can ambush its logistics, and you can ambush the pilots. And here's the thing about pilots. Pilots don't grow on trees. It's no secret, except to dumb people, that the weak point in a military machine is the meat sack in the driver's seat. And don't imagine the people having bombs dropped on them are going to be nice to the guys dropping the bombs on them and their families, or to Biden's pilots' families, because they got nice patches on their uniform. When you're okay dropping JDAMs on civilians, you don't get to be part of the payback. You don't get to dictate it. The enemy always gets a vote. And Biden just announced that his enemy is tens of millions of us. So in the great AR-15 versus F-15 hypothetical, and we should pray it stays hypothetical, despite the stupidity of our ruling caste, smart money is on the numbers, on asymmetrical warfare, on guerrilla warfare, whatever you want to call it. The truly smart course of action is to not even go down this road, to re-embrace the Constitution and to stop trying to be Butch in order to get some Twitter love from the Pinkos. And maybe this ridiculous stooge masquerading as our president should stop running his fool mouth threatening to slaughter other Americans. Because all of this crazy talk is not coming from our side. It's not coming from our side. And that's where the biggest part of the problem comes from. While I know what would occur in the F-15 versus AR-15 fight, and I hear all the people talking all the time about, oh, well, the Chinese would get involved, the Cubans would get involved. They might. They might. But what's that going to do if they're attacking us? You don't really have the luxury of sitting back going, oh, look, that looks like a red Chinese, like a Chi-Com fighter jet coming overhead. You don't get to do that. You're in a fight. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One more time, and here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It's remarkable how much damage has been done to this country in 20 months. Remarkable. What's even more remarkable is currently, like, the Green New Deal, which is now a part. You know, so many things have happened under Biden's watch. A lot of these blue cities and blue states were going to go bankrupt. And you bailed them out. Well, I say you because Biden took your money and bailed them out. You know, now everybody's flush and full and everything, and everybody's like, okay, now we can move forward. Except the problem still persists. In California, New York State, and all these other places, that problem still persists. The Green New Deal is especially bad because right now in winter is coming up. It's about to get cool. And it doesn't have to be freezing. I mean, if you can't heat your house, 40 degrees in the rain can be very dangerous. Wet, cooler temperature can cause hypothermia. Right now in various European countries like Germany and Poland, they're stocking up on firewood, which is considered to be quote-unquote a renewable, but it still burns, and it still causes an amplification of the footprint, as you will, the carbon footprint. So right now, there's a lot of things in play that the leftists have put in play that spells disaster. Then we get this. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham. And he got out there on TV, I guess, and he warned the malicious morons of the left about the terrifying consequences of their desire to eliminate a political opponent by framing him in a jurisdiction that is 95% Democrat, where every juror either is married to or having a tacky fling with a Biden administration deputy assistant undersecretary of agriculture for Yam Potato and Brian Stelter affairs. Now, Lindsey Graham, despite what he seems to be, is an Air Force colonel who served his country, unlike the vast majority of the Ukraine flag-waving, freshly minted patriots of the Twitter left, told Fox News that there will literally be riots in the street, and I worry about the country if Trump is indicted on some nonsense charged by the fully fascist minions of President Kitty Showers. And let's leave aside that just a few months ago, the mostly peaceful protests were a moral imperative that even took precedence over COVID lockdowns, a sacrament of the Prague establishment ranking just below infanticide. And let's also leave aside how suddenly classified information, in this case held by the guy who could declassify it on a whim, is now illegal to mishandle once again. And let's just cut to the chase. This is another ploy to frame Trump after multiple failed attempts to frame Trump. We know this. The people trying to frame him know this. And the left cheers it. And this is, I mean, some of the stuff they're doing right now is unbelievably dangerous. This is a conspiracy to knock out one of Grandpa Badfinger's political opponents, a shameless attempt to keep Americans voting on a candidate to the establishment is terrified of what that is accompanied by a symphony of caterwauling and crock tears about mud democracy. And it's about mud democracy as in their democracy. And the whining about Lindsey Graham pointing out the obvious that this kind of banana republic shenanigans is destabilizing and threatens to provoke civil conflict is designed for one purpose. The purpose is to place any discussion about the self-evidently foreseeable consequence of the regime's litany of oppressions outside the range of permissible debate. Now anybody, and I mean anybody, with a glancing acquaintance with history, which excludes all the graduates of our allegedly prestigious universities, understands that you cannot divide that half the country, these deplorables, these semi-fascists, these non-New Yorkers must be disenfranchised, then start doing it, and then expect them to just let it happen, just go along with it. We just saw President Daddy Showers McDrool-a-Lot inform us he's going to set F-15s on us uppity AR-packing patriots, right in time for the anniversary of his sorry behind getting chased out of Kabul by a much smaller number of degenerates with ancient AKs. But having him croak out this threat is part and parcel of the plan. The garbage-ruling class hates accountability and consequences for its misrule, so a solution to us pointing out the reality is to try to intimidate us into not speaking the truth about what lies down the road if they keep on doing what they're doing. So, Lindsey pointing this out, I mean, I don't know what Lindsey wants to be. Sometimes Lindsey is, you sit back and you go, wow, why can't you be like this all the time? And then you look at him and go, wow, how did he get a vote? He's very confusing for me. He's not a hero, though. None of them are. Pointing out the consequences of the ruling caste trick to tyranny, and he's not supporting or endorsing those consequences. It's the opposite. Lindsey Graham is not cheering on the riots. He's warning about them. And, you know, you see this all the time. You see this all the time. But they want Lindsey Graham to shut up. They want you to shut up. Now, you can't shut up. Because these idiots, these corrupt morons, are the wrecking country, you know, they're wrecking the country they inherited. And remember, they did not build this country into the greatest nation in human history. They were handed it. And like most trust fund babies, they're unworthy of their inheritance. They are a bunch of marginally cleaner-shaven Hunter Bidens squandering their legacy as they huff hits of ideological myth. These are very bad and stupid people. And most of these coddled popinjays have never taken or given a punch. They think they can preserve their power, position, and prestige by leveraging the wrath of the government to threaten, imprison, and even kill their fellow citizens who refuse to comply, and that they can use their kept media to inflict social sanctions to keep the normal behaving. And this all is an illusion. It can work for a little while, but their undermining of the system is planting the seeds of their own destruction, because what works against us can work against them. After all, the institutions operate because of the consent of the governed. And in the absence of earned loyalty, people obey only because of inertia. And when it becomes clear that the normals of the game is rigged, everybody's going to stop playing. And yeah, some of us may get arrested and some of us may get canceled. But this suppression of dissent is an information operation, not a kinetic one, despite Krusty's babbling about F-15s. Its effect is solely to sow fear. Logistically, that they can never arrest, or worse, you know, They can never arrest enough of us to prevail if we simply refuse to be afraid and obey. There are 35,000 FBI agents, and there's more normal people in just New Hampshire with hunting licenses. We are far away from the line where violent resistance is justifiable. But every day the garbage elite seems determined to toss away another norm or rule that keeps this kind of catastrophe distant. And if you go to a bar and find a big guy that's just minding his own business drinking a Coors, and you push him, and then you push him again and again, at some point he's going to take a swing and out go your lights. Question becomes, does the ridiculous elite get this? They grew up in a use-your-words world. They felt the giddy thrill of their cat spas and Antifa and BLM burning down working people's homes and businesses in 2020. But for them, violence is theory. For a lot of the normals, especially ones who fought these establishment creeps, disastrous wars over the last two decades, this is practice. So the clowns ought to thank Lindsey Graham for drenching them with an ice-cold bucket of common sense, but they won't. They can't. They are manifestly unfit to rule, and the same stupidity that is risking the consequences Graham warned about may well keep them from stopping themselves as they slouch toward an American apocalypse. But the only apocalyptic stuff that's going to happen is probably going to happen to them. It's going to be bad, too. It's going to be so bad. So very bad. And they don't even see it coming. But this is where we get into the part that is so dangerous. Because we can, there's some things we can sit here and take, and there's some things we cannot. And what we can't sit here and take is we can't take an attack. We can't just, turning the other cheek is not a thing to do. It is not a thing to do. Not in this case. So, bear all of this in mind as we go forward. The election is coming up. We're going to have to go vote. Some of you are like, well, I don't like how un-Republican this guy is. But just remember, the Republican that you're voting for is not the communist that they're putting forward. So you got to go vote for him. We got to go to war with what we got. I don't like it. It sort of sucks. We still got to do it. Because and then once we get control, we can think about doing other things. I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.